Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
All right, here we go on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Welcome. Hope everything's going well. Get ready for the most current, realistic, practical home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini, and during this hour, we're going to talk about some problems we talk about a lot because they're very, very common homeowner challenges. Leaky roofs, that's one of those things. You want to relax when it rains. You want to have, you know, to be just real relaxed in your home when you're hearing that rain. But if it's dripping through the ceiling, it's just not that relaxing. Isn't that right, Joe?
Yeah, but it only leaks when it rains. So depending on that's never a good excuse. But honey, it only drips in the kitchen when it's raining. Yeah, most of the time it's perfectly fine. Yeah, well, the problem with leaks, of course, is by the time it gets dripping through the ceiling, you know, who knows what other damage it's causing on its way to the ceiling.
Exactly. It's just one of those things that so many times you can look at it, you can look at it, you can try this, try that, just can't find it. But sometimes when another set of eyes looks at it, they can see it immediately. We'll talk a little bit about that and some of the ways that you can find the leak at your house without having to call in a pro. Another thing that's a big challenge for a lot of homeowners, concrete surfaces. You know, concrete is not always the same. It has a strong tendency to crack. Maybe it gets a little unsightly after a while, but we have some solutions to make that look a lot better. We're also going to be talking about fire safety. You know, during this time of the year, there's a lot of problems with people not paying attention while they're manning the grill. While they're grilling out on the back patio, they might get distracted. That's one of the many issues that plague Americans every summer. And we want to just kind of give you a few little tips about fire safety and some of the things you may want to pick up along the way in order to keep your family a little bit safer this summer. All right. Also, we have a simple solution coming up, Joe.
Yeah, I've got a really simple way to find the exact center, to mark the exact center of a board, whether it's the edge of the board. You know, sometimes you want to drive a screw into the exact edge of a board or even the face of a board. And it's just a really simple homemade, takes three pieces of wood and drill a hole in the middle for your pencil. And it's a really quick way. So you'll see it's pretty slick. In fact, if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions, you'll see me demonstrating that tip right now.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And it's one of those things when you have a little shop or maybe you use your garage as your shop to have these little jigs here and there make the whole project, whatever you're doing, go a lot quicker, a lot easier, and enjoy it a lot more. Hey, we get a lot of emails and a lot of phone calls. We appreciate those. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to call us on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, you can, 800-946-4420, or you can send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Joe, I want to share with you one that came in this week. It says, hey, guys, good news. My kids gave me a fire stick. Now I can catch your shows from way back. I'm a disabled veteran and can't tackle the projects like I used to, but I'm saving up for a brand new benchtop lathe to do some small projects.
Oh,
and
great.
I'm scraping together a few tools to try my hand at stained glass. Now, I might be hurting a little bit, but I'm not giving up. Your shows give me a lot of ideas, and when I figure out how to do some new things with my new tools, I'll send you some pictures or some samples. Thanks so much. Great show. Love it. John Craig. John, we appreciate you taking the time to send us an email like that. And if you have a thought or a question or anything like that, again, you can send it to us very easily at todayshomeowner.com/ask.
And definitely send us photographs of any projects. We'd love to see them.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. And, you know, he's talked about the fire stick, which is one of, you know, many, many ways you can see the library of Today's Homeowner television shows. We're up to like 520 episodes right now that you can see on Roku, Crackle, Pluto, Amazon, IMDb, todayshomeowner.com, lots and lots of different places, LG TVs, Samsung TVs, a lot of different places that you can see some of the Today's Homeowner television shows of the past year and of the past 23 years. We're headed into our 24th season on a national basis. So a lot of things taking place there. Joe came across a wonderful little thing here. We wanted to share with you a few tidbits. This comes from comfyliving.net. And I thought, I like little factoids like this.
Yeah, me too.
The first one, it's not really surprising that millennials are leading the DIYers, that so many of the younger group of people are empowered by the videos they see online, and they just, when they're ready to do something, they're ready to get it done, so they move forward. I thought that was a pretty good fact.
Yeah, and people are also tackling small DIY projects as a means to beat stress. And I think maybe that has something to do with the pandemic and the summertime. You know, people are ordinarily working on their homes anyway. Long days to get home from work. There's still a couple of hours. But this survey also revealed that most DIY injuries happen in the summer. And the number one injury, not surprising, Danny, we talk about it all the time, is falling off of ladders.
I know.
So we can't stress it enough. And not only, I just want to quickly say, standing on a ladder, even if you're really careful on a ladder and you set it up in the wrong position, you're going to fall. Either the ladder's going to fall or you're going to fall. So, just be extra careful when working on any ladder, whether it's a step ladder, a small step ladder, or a tall extension ladder. Just be really careful.
I think that's one of those things that when you grab that ladder, make yourself stop for just a second or two and go, okay, how do you set up the ladder? Is it on a good substantial footing? You cannot go but only so high on that ladder. Tempting to go up that extra step or even stand on the top one. Don't do it. I'll tell you what will make you a very safe ladder user.
What's that?
Just check out some of the videos of ladder falls online. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's like every time I get to an extension ladder right now, it's like I want to secure the feet down, with steel cleats, and then I want to tie it off to a tree. I mean, it's just, careful. You know, that's one of the things. And so, yeah, make sure you're really careful on that and anything you're doing. You know, also, the average American home has 9 DIY jobs that need to be done. So if you're a listener right now and you're thinking about it, some will go, I've got more than that.
Yeah, I think I have more than that. Right?
And others, may say, well, I don't know if I even have that many. But if you start putting them on a list, and, I love making lists, you can get quite a few on that list before you know it.
Yeah, and this I thought was very revealing of Americans and also a little funny, I thought. They said 57% of American homeowners think that their house is still a work in progress, which is certainly the case for me because I'm always working on something. But 57%, so more than half, much more than half of the population thinks their house, no matter how old it is or how new it is still a work in progress. And I can certainly relate to that.
Well, you never have the perfect house. There's always something that needs to be done. And I know the house I moved out of that I lived in for 29 years, I had lived there long enough that I had already remodeled all of the rooms.
Yeah.
And I was ready to start back over.
Start all over.
Yeah. It's like,
that's why Sharon said, let's get out before you get started again.
Yeah, like the bridge painter, the guy.
That's right.
I always remember that story from years ago and always wondered if that was true, that the poor bridge painter started at one end and painted to the other side. They got in his truck and drove back and started all over again. I don't know. I can imagine that's probably not far from being true. Hey, another one that says that 36% of Americans took on a DIY project over the last year to make their living space more enjoyable. And that certainly makes sense. And spending more time, as we did over this past year and a half and so forth, you start thinking about, maybe adding some, better speakers, better music, a better color, just different things just to make your environment, your home, a little more enjoyable. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
No, and they usually take on smaller DIY projects that cost under $5,000. Now, $5,000 might seem like a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things, when you're remodeling a home, it can easily go way over $5,000, especially if you're talking about renovating a bathroom or a kitchen where you might be replacing appliances or fixtures, something that, that drives up the cost significantly.
Also, I notice on the survey, it says 65% of DIYers will pay more to get their hands on sustainably sourced materials. I'm a little surprised at that. I thought that was going to say 65% of DIYers will pay anything to get anything they can get their hands on because the materials are getting hard to come by in some areas, in some particular types of materials, and you're really paying a lot of money for them these days.
Yeah, these days you're paying a lot of money for almost anything, right? Even standard construction lumber has gone way up. And we have seen the prices start to come down, but there's still such a demand, even though the pandemic, people aren't stuck in their house all the time. But, all the contractors trying to catch up on jobs they had to postpone. And because the mills had shut down for a while, there's still going to be, it might take till the end of the summer before prices are back to normal, at least as close as they're going to get.
Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're so glad that you're spending some of your busy weekend with us. And I guarantee you, like we always do, you're going to hear something that you can really use at your home. We've got some great information, great emails, great callers from all over the country that we're going to be talking with and trying to help, as we always try to do, with some of the challenges that you may be faced with as a homeowner. There's always something out there. We're going to help you with it and have a little fun along the way. So glad you're with us. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Call today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420.
Doing it yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. With the Home Depot as your partner, doing's never been easier. You can pick up skills online in a virtual workshop. Pick up what you need fast from easy in-store pickup lockers. Even have it delivered same day. Oh, and if you don't have time to tackle a project, our home services can do it for you. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done, and by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Joe, you might not realize that during the pandemic, a lot of businesses put off a lot of decisions. People didn't know what to do and so forth. And our radio stations and pursuing additional radio stations, a lot of them said, well, just wait, wait till later. I want to put you guys on the air. Just
right.
Wait a little while. And if you notice, last week we had two new stations.
Right?
Here's another brand new station that has just joined the Today's Homeowner family. It's
great.
In Lewisburg, Tennessee. It's WJJM 94.3 FM. And a special hello to Program Director Jeff Hazlip. We appreciate you putting us on the air, and we want everybody that's listening in and around the Lewisburg, Tennessee area know that you can call us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 800-946-4420. If you'd like to send us an email, we love getting emails, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And again, welcome to everybody in that great part of Tennessee.
Absolutely, and we're getting more and more stations added each week, and we're going into areas that we haven't been before, so hopefully the word will keep spreading, and as Danny said, it's really easy to contact us, so please do.
That's right. We certainly want to help everybody, and let's see if we can help Mary Ellen, who's in New York with a little bit of a drain problem there. Mary Ellen, well, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dan. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure. Tell us about this the problem you're having on your roof.
The problem is it's my dad passed away in January, and I inherited his home, and it's a two-family dwelling. The roof, it's flat. It's a flat roof, and we have a lot of trees in the area. There's a couple of trees that live. The landlord is next door. It's a landlord does not live there, mm-hmm. and she refuses to cut the trees down. So we get a lot of tree leaves and pine needles and a lot of things on the roof. So it's been clogging the drain up. We did put one of the steel domes over the drain, but that didn't help. It just made it worse. So what happened is, and this has been going on for like 3 years now, the leaves and all the debris collect around that drain, and then the water pools. It happened about a month and a half ago, and there was about 2 feet of water up there.
Wow.
So the water actually came through the bathroom ceiling on the second floor all the way down to the first floor, and I sent you a picture of what it looked like on the first floor, and it actually affected the kitchen area on the second floor. So we know it's not the roof that's leaking because it's happened before. And once we clear the debris around that drain, we don't have any issues. So I don't know if there's something. I mean, the landlord is not willing to cut the trees down. I'm kind of at a loss. I don't want to give up my dad's home at this point. He grew up there and lived there his whole life. But a part of me is like, I don't want to make another investment. This will be the third bathroom we're putting in.
Oh, boy.
Unless I can get the problem solved.
Well, we sure hate to hear that you're having those kind of problems like that. And we've talked before about when it rains outside, it should be a time to relax. But if you got a little bit of a roof issue like that, it's very hard to relax. So let's see what we can do. Well, putting the dome cover over it would be one of our suggestions since you've done that. But I know exactly what you're talking about when you get some of the larger leaves and so forth that accumulate against that. They tend to stick very, very well, and it doesn't take long before that next rain problems can occur. I have seen situations, and of course, not knowing exactly how big it is, I'm not sure exactly how feasible this is in your particular case, but many times we've actually gone in and built roofs over roofs in order to shed the water away so that it basically eliminates the need for that drain. Now, you may have what we call a parapet wall that runs around the house. It would make that a little more difficult, but okay. All right. Well, that's what I thought when you said that about the depth of that. So that would be, of course, a more major approach to that, in order to turn that flat roof into a pitch style roof where you could put shingles on it and that type of thing. But it would be a long-term solution. Joe, what other suggestions would you have there?
Yeah, Mary Ellen, first of all, does the parapet wall have openings in it around the perimeter to allow excess water to drain out, or is it solid all the way around?
No, it's solid all the way around.
Okay, well, that might be one option, is to have openings so that the water could drain out. Now, you did put a roof drain dome over, and for people who aren't familiar, it's essentially just like a steel grate or plastic grate that has slots or holes in it that goes over the drain. And the idea, of course, is to keep debris from going down the pipe, yet water can flow through it. But of course, what happens, as you discovered, if enough debris, leaves and sticks or whatever, piles up against that drain dome, then the water can't get through. It pools up and then it's got to go somewhere and it's finding its way into the house. Now, the reason that drain dome is there is to keep the pipe from getting clogged. But if it's a large enough drain pipe, you don't need the dome, and you're better off just letting everything wash down and hopefully wash out. Because this way you won't, the only time you'd get water collecting is if that pipe's completely plugged up solid, 100%, that the water can't drain out, or at least, mostly plugged up, so water can't drain out quick enough. But the only things they really recommend is, I don't know if this, how accessible this roof is, but you should clean it, clean that drain once a month, and should keep the roof deck itself cleaned, brush or rake away, however you can get up there, I don't know, but the debris to stop them from happening. And I believe that you can check with your town or with an attorney, but any neighbor's tree that overhangs your property, you have access to. You can cut those branches. Now, you should really check with the neighbor first and say, listen, this is an issue. Legally, I'm allowed to trim those branches. And if they want to be upset about it, that's fine, as long as you are legally able to do it. And I think that might differ from town to town. And that might solve part of the problem, depending on how many branches you can trim.
That's true, yeah.
But other than that, there's really not much you can do. Just like with gutters, sometimes people put leaf guards on their gutters, but the guards collect so many leaves, the water's not getting in. So they suggest putting in a bigger gutter, a bigger downspout, and just let everything, the leaves and everything else, just wash right down out and through the downspout. So unfortunately, I don't have a sure cure for you other than those suggestions.
Yeah, and we've actually, the roof doesn't have an access. You have to go up from the outside by a ladder.
Yeah, of course.
To carry
right?
anything up, so that's difficult for me to get up there and clean it very often.
Yeah.
The other thing is my dad did hire someone to come in, and our attorney did tell us you can cut whatever's on your side, and she agreed to that. Unfortunately, the trees are like 60 feet high. So they just overhang over the house. I guess I don't have much of a. I guess we've done all those options, so I'm not really sure, except for building the secondary roof, that would be the solution for us.
Yeah, and you could, like Danny said, you could put a slightly pitched roof, even if it's a parapet wall, you can put a slightly pitched roof. And now this would, you know, not be a cheap fix, but it'll be a permanent fix. Put a slanted roof, a slightly slanted roof on that, have the water run to the outside. Then that parapet wall, you'd have to obviously cut holes in it to let the water out. But that and into a downspout and then into a gutter and then a downspout. So that might be another option to try.
Okay. Well, I'm willing to try anything at this point. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure, and best of luck to you. And I hope you do have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. Well, I tell you, you know, that can be so frustrating, and you have these, you know, same problems over and over like that, and you can hear in her voice the sentimental attachment to the home, which
sure.
I certainly don't blame her about that. But, you know, the creating bigger holes and drains, or scuppers, as they call them, coming out
right.
of the parapet wall. And a parapet wall, by the way, is just it's really not used in residential construction very much, but it's generally just a small wall that circles the roof. And then when rain gets on the roof, that goes around the perimeter of the roof. And when water gets on the roof, you have your center drain and you have your outlets around there, the scuppers that let it out. But boy, it's problematic. That's why you don't see it very much, because it does require a lot of maintenance and a lot of issues that you have to deal with all along the way. Hey, we've got concrete problems coming up. If you have any problems with issues with any type of concrete, you know, whether it just doesn't look like it used to or it's starting to fail, we'll cover a few of the more common problems when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. If your house is like mine, there never seems to be enough space in the dishwasher for the dirty dishes you have on hand. That's what the KitchenAid Top Control built-in tall tub dishwasher would like to change. By adding a flex-free third rack, they've given you more options for where you put dishes in, a variety of shapes and sizes, like the big roasting pans or serving bowls, colanders, and the big Dutch ovens. It also features rotating wash jets to clean items in the rack and a drying bar with tabs that help wick the moisture off of glasses. Now, this model also uses microfiltration to continuously remove food particles during the wash and rinse cycle, so only clean water circulates in the dishwasher. Plus, it's super quiet, which is so important these days, especially if you have an open concept kitchen. Now, on the outside, the print shield finish resists smudges and fingerprints, while the controls are neatly tucked away on the top of the dishwasher door for a really clean, sleek look. So if you'd like to take a look at this, drop by your local Home Depot, or you can log on to homedepot.com. And again, it's the KitchenAid Top Control built-in tall tub dishwasher. If you're in the market for a dishwasher, it might be just what you're looking for, and especially one being very, very quiet is so important now. I mean, I know my new one I have in my new house here, you know, very, very quiet. And like you say, Joe, with the open concept kitchen, you could be, you know, just a few feet away, basically, having dinner or watching television, and you're having that dishwasher grind around. That's not what you want in a house these days.
Yeah, especially in a kitchen, because there are no soft surfaces, right? So many hard surfaces that reflect sound. The cabinets are hard, the countertops are hard, the floor is hard. In fact, we had a new KitchenAid dishwasher installed last year, I think, and it is super quiet. You don't even hear it. And now the noisiest thing in the kitchen is the ice maker.
Yeah,
it makes ice and it dumps it into the tub or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, because sometimes I hear this grinding noise and this crashing noise from the other room. It's like, what? Like, did something just fall off a wall? And I realize, oh, it's the ice maker. making ice.
Well,
yeah.
I tell you, our new refrigerator has the worst ice maker I have ever seen.
Oh, that's too bad.
I mean, you get about 4 tumblers of ice, you know, in the course of a day. You're done. You're done for about 24 hours. It's terrible. As a matter of fact, we have a repair guy coming by because it's also leaking on the floor. So we've got all kind of issues on that, particularly a brand that I won't mention, but I would not recommend that one being purchased. But anyway, we're gonna work that appliance man over, I believe, and asking him a zillion questions like that. But because of the ice is so, you know, so sparse, that when we do hear that, my wife and I, we can have some more iced tea, honey. Let's go. Let's give it a try.
So it's not that the capacity is small; it's just not filling the capacity that
it just runs out.
Well, that means that there's a simple cure. He finds a kink in the hose. It's not getting enough water.
Yeah.
Or the water's draining on the floor and not going into the ice maker.
That's what we're going to ask a lot of questions of this guy. So anyway, let's see if we can help Ron out in Illinois. Ron, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
How's your ice maker?
Yeah, tell us. I hope your ice maker's doing well. But tell us about the porch and the issue you have there.
Well, after the concrete on the porch has been down about 12 years, I think, and after a period of time, part of it is covered and part of it is open to the sky. And the part that's open has started to deteriorate. And I think the top, I think it's probably the part of the concrete that's the Portland cement and where you finish it has deteriorated. So I was wanting to restore back to the original finish, because 3/4 of the porch is still smooth, and about 1/4 of the porch looks like sand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was trying to think of a way to restore that finish, and I thought, well, maybe if I just made a slurry or a paint-type mixture out of Portland cement and brushed it on, if it would work.
Okay.
But then I was thinking, I don't know if it would cure rough, or if it would flatten like paint does, or what?
Well, that's a good question, and one that I don't recall us ever receiving here on the show. And now we do have a really good product that we can recommend that I guarantee you will work. But before that, Joe, what do you think about? I've often thought about that with using just exactly like Ron is saying here, taking some Portland cement, making just that slurry type of thing, big 4-inch brush or whatever, or even a squeegee. I just wonder how well it would adhere to that existing concrete without putting a bonding agent on it or whatever. Have you ever had any experience on that, Joe?
I have, but not on a horizontal surface that it's exposed as much as this is. And you're right, Ron. That's exactly why, you know, you just had the snow and the water and the rain and the sun beating down on this. And the concrete is hard, but the cement part of the concrete is not so hard, and it's the porous part. So what's happening, of course, it's washing away the softest part, and the gravel that's in the concrete is being exposed, the other aggregate that's in there. So, yeah, you could probably put a slurry over the top and it would look a lot better, but it's not going to solve the problem, you know, because you're putting in first, it might be pretty obvious, you know, the patch area would never look like the part that's concealed. And I'm going to hand it back to Danny. I'm sure he's going to suggest a resurfacer, but I think what you need to do is patch any areas you can and then go over the entire surface.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something I've used there, Ron, is from Quikrete, and it's called Recap, R-E-C-A-P. And it is just amazing and very easy to use. You actually apply it after you mix it up according to the directions. You apply it with a large rubber squeegee. You can go right over the entire area. You're only putting about maybe 1/8 or 1/16 of an inch over it. And then you can use a broom to create a non-skid surface on it by pulling a broom over it real easily. And I think that's would be a great way to revitalize that and make it look brand new.
Would you have to seal that afterwards then?
You wouldn't have to, but I would recommend it just using a clear masonry sealer, just to kind of help repel any stains and water and deterioration. It's a sealer that more or less soaks into the pores of the concrete. It's not as much a paint type of application, but one that soaks in.
Do you have to prep the area that's still has a smooth finish on it with a muriatic acid or something?
It's always good to, they do recommend you pressure wash it real well, but you know, that's really all you would have to do is pressure wash it, make sure it's in good shape. But I guarantee it'll work, and if you go to quickcrete.com, you'll be able to see some of the videos that they have in order to, you know, to be able to show you how easy it is to apply. One more concrete problem that we've solved, and hope that you're not having that same problem. Now hang with us. We'll be right back.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Metal roofing is durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient, making it one of the best choices for today's homeowners. They often last 50 plus years and can protect your home from extreme weather. With styles and colors to suit every taste, metal roofing is definitely worth considering. Want to learn more about metal roofing or find a contractor near you? Check out the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. While you're there, be sure to enter the Metal Roofing Rave sweepstakes and you could win a $100 Home Depot gift card. Visit metalroofing.com today. In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to today's Homeowner Radio Show. Hope everything's going well for you. And right now it's time for us to go in the aisles of the Home Depot with our buddy Danny Watson. Danny, I'll tell you, fire safety is so important to all of us here at Today's Homeowner and certainly at Home Depot. And you've got a lot of things there that people should really consider picking up to make their home a little safer. Tell us a few of them.
Well, Danny, safety is number one. And I'll tell you, your first line of defense is having a smoke detector. IKEA offers a battery smoke detector that has a 10-year lithium battery that's designed to last the entire life of the detector. And you know, there's kind of a saying that says, when it comes to 10, then toss it out and start again. So, you know, you don't just change out those batteries. You'll want to replace the entire instrument.
Yeah, and it's so much easier now. Instead of changing the batteries, you know, they used to have the reminders whenever the, you know, time changed during the year or to change the batteries. You don't have to do that anymore. And a lot of homeowners don't realize that 10-year lithium battery is available right now. Also, a fire extinguisher. Sometimes people get and they're, okay, I want a fire extinguisher. They're sitting there looking at the different types. What do you recommend for a good general purpose fire extinguisher for the home?
Well, you can pick up one of the multi-purpose ones at Home Depot, and you know, especially keep one in the kitchen, the garage, the basement, really on every level of the home. And that fire extinguisher is going to help to, if it's a small fire, help to stop it or at least clear you out a path so you can safely get outside of the home.
You know, I love the way they put an acronym together to help you on remember things. And I remember one here on the fire extinguishers, the word pass, P being pull the pin, you got to pull the pin, and then A, aiming the nozzle towards the base of the fire. A lot of people don't realize, you know, really if you're in that situation, your heart's beating, your pulse is going strong, you have to remember that. And then S, just squeeze the lever slowly to start releasing it, and the other S, sweeping the nozzle from side to side. I think that's very important, not only, you know, and maybe you have a little family meeting and say, okay, if something happens, here's what you do. I think that would be a good idea. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Have a plan in place. Have a conversation with, you know, who's going to do what, or like you say, where you're going to meet, who's going to call for help. So, yeah, have a plan. Be prepared.
And, you know, so many times we're out, we're all, you know, excited, everybody getting back together now and grilling, and there's a lot of problems that are caused by people not paying attention to the grill. Maybe they get a little distracted. They're running off over here, and, boy, I have seen melted vinyl siding. I've seen decks catch on fire. That's really something that everybody needs to be very focused on when you're good. Plus, you don't want to burn the hamburgers, right?
That's right. Hey, we want the event to turn out nice. We don't want to have any problems along the way.
But it is a good idea to have that meeting with your family. And, you know, you hope you never have to use this information that we're sharing with you. But it's better for the comfort of your family to have that operating fire extinguisher on every level of your home and make sure you have one in your workshop, in your garage. And then, you know, if you can't remember when you changed your battery in your smoke detector, well, it's probably been too long. Don't worry about replacing the battery. Replace the entire unit, because they're really, I mean, it only makes sense. If you've got a unit that's 8 or 10 years old, the technology that KITA has in their units now is far better than it was a few years back.
You're exactly right. Yeah, and so there's so much more. There's even some that will link with your smart home. So, yeah, there's the technology has come a long way, so it's a great time to update that if you're at that milestone.
So it'd be a great time for you to head out to Home Depot right now and make things a little safer for your family. Very easy, very inexpensive. And, Danny, thanks so much for being with us again here.
Thank you for having me on.
Hey, Danny, another important safety feature every home should have is a carbon monoxide detector.
Mm-hmm.
Should have one on every level of your home and in every bedroom. And although, you know, you always see smoke detectors up high, of course, because smoke rises, carbon monoxide sinks. It's heavier than air, so it sinks. So carbon monoxide detectors are typically closer to the floor. And a lot of them, in fact, I bought a couple of them that are battery-powered, and they're also plug-in models. So if you don't have electricity, the battery backup will still fire off the alarm if it detects carbon monoxide. So you just plug them into any outlet. They're close to the floor. And this way, if there is a leak of gas, it'll detect it before it builds up to a level that it's dangerous for humans.
That's great. Great to know, and great information from our friends there at Home Depot. I want to read you a quick email here, Joe, that came in. It says, hey, I love both the TV and radio shows, and I remember hearing you quite some time ago talking about switching your show format from big remodeling projects to more simple home improvements. I'm quite certain that I, along with many other DIYers out there, really appreciate you making that decision. Thanks for that advice and encouragement. Well, we appreciate that. He has a question here. Our basement floor has a well to collect water and send it to the city sewage. I assume there was a pipe. A couple of bags of Quikrete filled it up to about an inch below the rest of the floor. What should I use to fill it up the rest of the way? Well, Quikrete has plenty of products there in the aisles of Home Depot, Jim, that you're able to fill that out. They have a sand topping mix, which will work very well in a situation like that. They also have other vinyl patch that can be used on that. Sometimes you put that in maybe half-inch layers. But either way, you'll be able to surface that out where it won't be a trip hazard or catch any water in there. I assume that's probably like a little sump pump or something that's not needed.
If it's a small enough area, you could use hydraulic cement too, which is waterproof and easy to mix up and, you know, form around. It's pretty thick. You can form it around it and shape it.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways that you can do that. He also mentioned just real on another email about how he had a washing machine he had to pull out. It was exactly 27 inches. He got it out. The new washing machine, 27 and a quarter. He said, I had to tear out a lot of framing to take care of it, but I told my wife, no problem, just be patient, and I will fix it the correct way. Wow. He's brave
good
to say that.
Yeah. I've never been brave enough to say that to my wife when I'm in the middle of a project.
You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio Simple Solution coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Doing it yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. With the Home Depot as your partner, doing's never been easier. You can pick up skills online in a virtual workshop. Pick up what you need fast from easy in-store pickup lockers. Even have it delivered same day. Oh, and if you don't have time to tackle a project, our home services can do it for you. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Chelsea Lipford Wolf here. If you're a fan of Great Before and Afters, you need to check out my ranch revival. Dad and I are renovating my 1950s ranch-style home inside and out. You'll get the scoop on everything from simple curb appeal updates and painting projects to energy efficiency improvements and rearranging walls. Find out more at todayshomeowner.com/ranch revival. Brought to you by American Standard, Armstrong Ceilings, Geldwin Windows and Doors, Rockwool, and Wetwall, a Wilson Art Company.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I want to remind you on how you can reach out to us. It's very, very easy. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at todayshomeowner.com/ask. And you can pick up the phone anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and call 800-946-4420, the Today's Homeowner Hotline. It's your portal to be able to ask us any question that you'd like, comment on anything that you hear about, or share with us any tip, which might end up being one of our simple solutions. Joe, what do you have for us this week on our simple solution segment?
All right, Danny, here's a quick and easy way to find the center of a board without measuring or doing any sort of math. You simply need to make a self-centering jig out of a couple pieces of scrap wood. So what you can do is take a short length of 1x2 and drill 3 holes into it. Near each end, drill a 3/8-inch diameter hole. Then in the exact center, drill a 5/16-inch diameter hole. And now you're going to take a 3/8-inch diameter by 2-inch long wooden dowel pin and tap it into each of the 2 outer holes. And then the center hole is slightly smaller at 5/16-inch because that's about the diameter of a pencil, of a standard number 2 pencil. So to use the jig, you simply sit it on the face of the board and the wide surface of the board or even the edge of the board, and you just rotate it. You can rotate it left or right, it doesn't matter, but you rotate it until the two pins, which are protruding down, come in contact with the board. And what that does is that automatically centers that middle hole right in the center, exact center of the board. So then you just insert your pencil, slide it along, and as long as you keep those two pins against the edge of the board, you slide it along, the pencil will mark right down the middle. And again, you can do this on the edge of the board or on the face of a board. And you can, of course, make the jig as wide, you know, as long as you want, depending on the width of the board.
Yeah, you take something like that and have it hanging up in your workshop or your garage, and you'll be surprised how many times you'll use that. Another great simple solution. And as I always remind you, you can see more than 500 of them right now at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Another thing you may want to do when you're at todayshomeowner.com, go ahead and sign up for our e-newsletter. It comes out every single week, and we'll provide you the latest, most current home improvement information and a few reminders of different seasonal things that you may want to do around your house. We have a great group of very active homeowners that are part of our Today's Homeowner newsletter list, and we'd love for you to be receiving it each and every week. Joe, that pretty much is going to wrap up this first hour of Today's Homeowner. It always seems to just go so quickly, doesn't it?
It does, but we try to pack in as much information as possible, and we hope that if you have a home improvement question or you have a question about the show or if you want to add a tip or comment, we've been getting a lot of people, return customers, so to speak, that have been commenting on projects we've talked about or given answers, and they say, you know, I tried that and it didn't work for me, but I tried this other thing. And we love that because, as we say all the time, Danny and I know a lot about home improvement, but we don't know everything, and that's okay. Nobody does. And so we're just looking to give the right information as often as we can. So if you have a tip, share it with us, and we'll share it with the rest of our listeners.
That's right, because some projects are a little tough around the house, but if you have a little tip that makes it a little easier, that's good for all of us. Now, if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour of Today's Homeowner, no worries. Just head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing that we'll be covering in the second hour. And you can always tune into our podcast. Wherever you download your podcast, download the Today's Homeowner podcast. Or you can find out more information about that and also leave us questions on our podcast line by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.